You know, this weekend I was watching a bit of nostalgia, a good old Arnold Schwarzenegger movie called Terminator.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Classic.
And one of those classics, you know. And I was watching Skynet. It's like the big bad AI. And if you've looked at AI and Chat GPT coming into the market, and they call that a Google killer. Because if you look at Google now and how you search, Google's AI assistant will come up at the top and give you a clear summation. So Google will probably change their business model, or they'll look at changing their business model because they're behind the gap in terms of ChatGPT.
Yep.
And I mean, this is an outdated stat, but when they launched ChatGPT for the first time, it cost them something like between $5 and $10 million a day to run that server. And it's amazing how quickly technology evolves, because there's a new thing out called DeepSeek. And how DeepSeek started is, if you think about ChatGPT as the brain of AI, all it is, it started to look at how that brain interprets logic. Right. And then it created a better AI platform. And the reason why I tell you this is because Skynet is upon us, people.
Yes.
Robots are ruling the world.
By the way, well, the I think that's what you're trying to say. I'm just dumbing it down in my wee head. But yeah, it's self-developing. Those are not something that was going to get shut down.
No, that's
and
what
I actually learn how to, what's the word?
Well, it was trying to rewrite its own code, because ChatGPT was going to get upgraded. So the new version was coming out, and the existing version realized it was getting shut down and tried to rewrite its main code. Eh?
That is phenomenal. But
see the very beginning of this. It's like
true.
Anything. You know, way back in the day, we had the farmers were plowing it by hand and their cattle. Then they got tractors and everyone was out. Outsource tractors are going to take over. No, it just developed it and made it better. But now we're at a place and at a pace where the growth is quite substantial.
It's exponential.
Well, yeah. I didn't stick in at school, but good work there.
Sorry.
There must be a thought process now. You know, let me just break this down. When someone 20 years ago, 30 years ago, said you talk to somebody on the phone and you get the video, they're like, very good, son. You need to take another couple of your pills.
Yeah.
But now when people say, oh, we're going to Mars, we're going to do that, they're like, yeah. So now even when you talk about all the other things that are out there, like even, dare I say it, ghosts and these kind of things, natural phenomenons or,
whatever,
what I mean?
Yeah.
All that. People have got more truck with thinking, well, maybe that could be a thing, because we're learning constantly. And this AI tool, what's that like? We're at the start of it. And already you see out in China, places like that, Japan, Singapore, they're developing these robots. Now, I know what most men are thinking. Robot, how tidy will they look?
That's actually not...
Come
on! It's actually not what we were thinking. We were thinking, they replace the workforce? That's what we were thinking, but okay.
Bullshit. Well, have you seen that one with that... What's that last? It was at Transformers. Sentinel or whatever it was. She's a beautiful looking lassie.
Yeah.
And she was a robot. And then you already, because the writers are already writing this movie and you go, I know what they're thinking. And every single other person's thinking that as well.
That's interesting.
And guess what? It happens.
Yes.
But AI, running back, come on, keep it sensible. This is a family podcast. AI is developing massively. And, you know, we have a laugh about Terminator. And if somebody said that, they're like, now they're like, it might be. So where does it start? Because already Elon Musk was mentioned about that. We have to make sure we've got full control of this.
Yeah, so, you know, I don't know if you know, there's a guy called Isaac Asimov. He's called the father of robotics, and they've got those law of robotics and all kinds of things. But how do you control AI? And do you use it in your business? And I think that is the very interesting thing is, AI to me is a very interesting thing because I recently, and I can't remember who told me this, but I'm sure it's proprietary information. But there's a guy that used ChatGPT to become his personal therapist, to say, go search all these self-help books. And then if I deal with this, what do I need to do? And it gave him some good strategies and codependencies and stuff. But the thing with that is, I think it takes a lot of book knowledge and the divide is, can it apply that book knowledge into personal life? And how do you use it? Because it does do phenomenal things.
Eventually it will.
I use it a lot. Like, I use it a lot. for everything. It's limited, I think, just to your imagination and what you can ask it to do.
You know that, so you train it. So there's certain companies that's not allowed to use, if you've spent a lot of money in research and development. So guys that do a lot of the new heating and cooling technology, they're not allowed to use ChatGPT because their competitors type in what is X, Y, and Z using ChatGPT for, and it remembers that.
Is that right?
They're researching this. So you know when you look at larger, the next big things to come, they won't be on it. But I can, as AI evolves itself, it'll tell you what about this. What about that? But the interesting thing about ChatGPT is principles don't change. So go ask it for a marketing strategy. Mm-hmm. Marketing principles that were valid 100 years ago, it'll put the same principles in there. It's just how you apply it. But do you actually use it in your business?
Yes. And this is the thing, put it into practice. All it does, it navigates people on their thought process. So sometimes it's difficult to come up with marketing strategies if you've not been in business for a long time. So, because it becomes second nature, and you get a few golden nuggets along the way. But when you're first starting a business, use ChatGPT, use all the tools that you've got. You use Facebook, Instagram, you use calculators, you use all this. This is another platform to use to best serve you to get the answers quicker. But again, the same idea, you've got to apply it. And lazy people have always been around to being lazy. And driven people, self-motivated people have always been that. And it's a shame because there's less motivated people than lazy people. So the statistics will just be there. It's just to get the knowledge or to get the information quicker. It's just who implements it. And that, I think that will always be the same. Or what I was chatting to other people about, no, it won't. Because the next generation is a lot, even though we've experienced the next generation, some of the kids already, some of them have got a lot, they've got good minerals. They're decent.
Absolutely.
However,
as we've seen.
With this technology, there's always pros and cons for it. And I think the cons for it for the next generation, they're going to become lazy as hell because they're not learning how to seek and find through a bit of hardship. They won't.
Yeah, no, I laugh about that because when I was growing up, there was no Google. No. I mean, if you were born before 1998, because that's when Google started. Google started in April 1998. Okay, before that, how did you find information? You had to go to a library. Encyclopedia Britannica was massive.
Dictionary, everyone.
Dictionary, everything, books, research books. Today, it's at the touch of your fingers. I mean, it's 30 years on, maybe a bit less.
That's another thing. I think film has been made about this. I think it was like not Mad Max or something else, Waterworld or whatever it was with Kevin Costner. If I remember rightly. Now, we are at the cusp where we need technology every day. The banking world, everything's digital. Everything's digitalized, right? So then what happens is crisis management, you put all your eggs, this is what I say, I dumb it down, all your eggs in one basket. And that's a massive detrimental effect to your business and your life. Mm-hmm. You talk about getting debanked, again, that's a different story, right? But everything's digital. You have to step back and go, fuck, where's my risk management here? Yeah. The next level is, if everything gets destroyed, everything gets burnt, everything goes, the one thing that people will need is knowledge. And that's where books become a commodity.
Invaluable.
And I think they've used that in films where they're chasing for that one book. It's got all the knowledge in it.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's not a stupid thing to say. That's not silly. All the stuff, I think Ricky Gervais does a sketch, even with the Bible and whatnot as well. But, you know, all the scientific facts, they will all come back again. They will all come back. The science will always come back the exact same. Stories, fiction, non-fiction, you know. But what I'm saying to you is, anything that's been corresponded or it's been written down and it's been kept there, that is invaluable. And it's like people growing up and getting older. You can never die with the knowledge. You have to pass the knowledge on.
So you know what we did. So you say that. You know what we did for my mom when she turned 77? We got a thing, my life in a year. And every week it sends her a question. And every year she's been writing about her childhood. Every week she tells a story. And that's going to be important because my kids don't know that. And there's some of the stuff that I don't know. But she's writing a book. And it's a book just for the family, just for us.
That's brilliant. So that we understand. ChatGPT,
we come from. But you, the point is, though, everything is digital. Think about your phone. If you lose your phone, your bank cards are on it. What if your bank all of a sudden crashes? Yeah. Okay, how do you go to your bank and prove I had 50 grand in my account, or I had 100 grand in my account, or I owed you 100 grand? How do you go? Where's the paper trail? Now, look, there's redundancies and things for that. So the likelihood of it happening is 0.01%. But in a world that's advancing at pace, when was the last time anybody picked up a book, page through it, read it, or they just put it on their iPad, or they just read it on their phone?
Again, and the generational shift, they don't know anything better. They don't know what we've done. And, you know, and again, it's like our fathers and mothers before us, and then our great-grandfathers. Everything just evolves. I would just really like to see where the ceiling is in this, because you talk about flying cars. Now, if you spoke about flying cars a while back, they'll go, you need to go and see someone. Now
it's a reality. That could be a
that
reality.
That is a reality. Yeah, you've got, you know, floating cities later on. I mean, again, you're limited by your imagination. I don't know. But then they talk about hydrogen. They talk about all the things that are just becoming something. But ChatGPT, back to what we were talking about originally, how does it best serve your business? Well, so give me an example.
Practical skills then of it. So where I've done in the past, so we're talking about maybe social media campaigns. Yeah. So just, you go on. Questions I'll ask it is, like, I'll put in a bit of background about what I'm doing with business.
Yeah, so you give it a little bit of context.
But then I'll say, don't write anything yet.
Yeah.
Because I want to give you more context. And then I'll fill in the bits. So I'm looking for, say, a social media campaign over all the social media platforms. I want you to use the same language as one of the websites.
Mm-hmm.
Use UK English is quite a good one to stick in there, because the VZs always pop up. And then I'll say, and I want you to ask me 10 questions that will help you
better create it.
So then it'll give these questions. You just go in and answer all these questions. And then once you've got enough context in there, then you can say, write it. And then just watch how quick that just produces all this document for you. And there's nothing worse than sitting looking at a blank page. So even if it's just a bit of inspiration you need.
Yeah.
But one thing I would say is definitely whatever comes out of that, you need to always check it.
You need to sense check it. I mean, it's just a tool, like anything. Yep. It's a hammer. If you use a hammer incorrectly, you can't use a hammer on a screw. You need to use a hammer on a nail.
It needs to be your language, you know, whatever the culture you're creating there. But you can just go back and get that changed as many times as you need to get it changed till you're happy with it. But it's so quick.
That is.
That's just one example there, but I've used it for quite a lot of things. Even now, they brought in emails. You can just spit out an email and it'll just correct it all for you and make it more professional before it sends.
Yeah, it's phenomenal to see what it can do. I mean, it can analyze documents for you. Right. It can compare documents. Oh. It can tell you salient things.
I had one, somebody I know had just bought a house and they had the deeds through and they had no idea, because it's all just gobbledygook. Really, but they wanted to know what all this meant. So I managed to get I just copied it and put it into ChatGPT and asked it to break down paragraph by paragraph in layman's terms, just to see if it would work. And
yeah,
honestly,
good.
Within about 2 minutes, I look like incredible. A genius.
So there's going to be two things. There's either businesses that's going to be using AI, and there's businesses not going to be using AI. I mean, if you think about websites, if your business has got a online store, it's amazing to see the technology involved, that you could be talking to an AI bot and it would have learned your website, but it also learns from you the questions you're asking and it can correspond with you. And there is a limitation there when it comes to some of the technical stuff. There is a limitation there, but it could do 90-95%.
It's an added tool to your business. And even the ones for like designing flyers, designing leaflets, brochures, it can do that as well. But again, it's all the content that you're putting into it. It has to find a source of who you are, what you are. And that comes with what you've got on the website just now. If you've got a website, if you've got content out there already on Facebook, Instagram, it just scrapes that data.
But you can write that as well. If you're doing a website, you can get it to write your script for you.
If it's just basically fresh meat, you're fresh on the block. I mean, that's a good tool. But you know, and it's not a look at it a negative way, but it's just practicalities. There's pros and there's cons. So what's the cons?
Well, if you're not doing it, if you're just running stuff and just taking it as face value and putting it out there, then it's not necessarily doing the job you need it to do.
The cons is you stop thinking.
Well, that as well.
You stop thinking. And that's the biggest cons of it, is you stop thinking and applying reason and logic. And that is the risk here, is that you take, it's like fake news. You take it for granted. You go, oh, this is okay. It's on the news. It must be true. Is it? So you stop thinking. You stop analyzing. You stop applying the reasonable man principles.
But is there that many thick people out there?
I'm going to be controversial and say yes. I think people want shortcuts. I think we have lost, and I think when we had Ross MacArthur on, he said people have lost the ability to deal with adversity.
Yep.
Because you know what we want? We want a life that's easy and convenient. And guess what? Life is neither easy nor is it convenient. Adversity is going to come at some point in your life, definitely. And you have two choices. You can't go over it. You can't go under it. You have to go through it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's how you go through it that'll determine what happens. So when you become so reliant on AI in your business and you stop to think and just think it through, I'm all for it. I say use it as a tool. But there has to be a point where you take a step back and say, I need to think about this. I just need to think, is this content representative? Well, is this like what I want to do?
It's like any business that you're in, you need to have a bit of crisis management. When you have a member of your team that leaves, you should already have that thought process in your head. If they leave, if they fall ill, what do I do? You know, crisis management. What happens if my software system goes down? Have I got a backup? How do I get access to that information? If everything shuts down for 3 hours in my business, how do I react to it? You know, that proactive instead of reactive.
Have you seen the drama in shopping centres when the point of sale terminals go down?
Right.
Have you seen that nobody knows what to do? Nobody thinks, oh, let's go get a book, let's write down the stock number, let's take the cash, especially when your point of sale goes down, your card terminal goes down, so you can't take card payments. People have forgotten how to go to an ATM and draw cash.
Oh,
I know, nobody.
You're getting my blood boiling here.
So we forget things like that, and that's just how reliant we've become on technology, and AI is just a technology. It's how do you use that tool to serve you?
My daughter, 14 years old, goes to Edinburgh. I've ran out of money. I went, you know, check your phone, because she doesn't like cash. And she goes, because all these twats, and they take cash in some of the places in Edinburgh. I'm like, hello, McFly. You know, this is just ridiculous.
Cash is still legal tender.
I've said my bit, right? But for any of the new listeners, it boils my piss when people don't take cash. It's been around for years and it's worked successfully. COVID happened and that's been a trying time for people, but they're already, people look at you funny when you've got money. Oh, we've not got enough change. Well, that's not my fault, pal.
Yeah.
It's actually incredible. They actually look at you like you've got two heads.
Yeah, no. People have become so used. Again, convenience. Ease and convenience. Tap the card.
And the pump. Whoa. Calm down, Johnny. Take a tablet.
Do they take cash in pubs? Just as a question.
Yes.
Yes, some of them. But I'm going to name and shame one.
Right, go for it.
Frankenstein's, Edinburgh.
Yeah.
They've got little plaques. And I said this in previous episodes. When we went out for a work night out, I did see the sign. I had a couple of sherbets, so I was a wee bit, is this cash? No cash, just card payments only. So I got the round and it was about 40-odd pound and I handed money. And honestly, the guy didn't know if he was going for a shite or a haircut. He really didn't know what to have. Oh, we don't take it. I went, no, my fault. Oh, but it's written on the bar. This is my point, but I just went, well, I didn't see it, man. I'm dyslexic. I can't really read very well. Oh, could you not get a card payment off everybody else? But I already knew, so I made sure everybody took their drink and buggered off. And I went, listen, there's the money. The manager comes out, he's having a flat, so he had to pay off his own money, off his own card, and take my money. And I thought for a laugh, I went, where's my change? I said, just throw a couple of shots in it then.
I love the analogy though.
But then, exactly back to what you said, what happens when the car terminals go down? What do they do?
Do they just close down?
Well, that's the big Tesco's.
Yeah.
And it's all cashless.
There's
one that takes cash, but the system went down.
All right.
And they obviously couldn't have one till open taking cash. for everybody going in there, so they had to shut it.
Scottish government, UK government, get a grip. Absolute grip.
They've got their own agenda.
They've got their agenda. That's exactly. But this generation now, I don't like to carry cash because just in case it falls in my pocket. Well, you didn't lose your phone anyway because it's all glued to you. Something needs to change. Start at nursery, start at school, make sure cash is king. And you think it's a drug dealer thing now. That's how they're making it look. Oh, you've got cash. That's not. It's filthy. Money's filthy.
Cash
God
is
almighty.
It's only the last
drinking
5 years.
Drinking out a can is dirty.
Yeah. It's only the last 5 years that we've started to think that cash is dirty and cash is bad. Before that, cash was
the
great.
The agenda's getting pushed out there. And the problem is it's getting pushed out. It's thrown down people's throat. And some people are thick. A lot of people are thick and they're just absorbing and go, yeah, but this is totally right. Listen to fake news, listen to this nonsense. And they regurgitate it out to the world.
Again,
I'm like, oh my God.
We stop to think and question. We've become like clones. We stop to just think and question, is this reasonable? Reasonable man principle. Okay, that's what I go about. Is this reasonable and is it fair? We've forgotten that. We have. In business, in life, and even if you use AI, again, it's a great tool. But check it. Keep it in check.
Well, again, we said it before. Calculus came out. It helps you. It serves you. It will.
Why not?
You still want to do your mental arithmetic. I think you still want your mental arithmetic. Why? Because it keeps the juices flowing. You know, somebody gets a stroke. They then redo, like, they do puzzles. They do They do numbers. They try and get your brain, all the
neurons
neurological pathways working out because you've got to keep this thing moving. When people retire, they always say your brain goes to mush, your body goes to mush. Keep active. It best serves you. And yes, calculators make things a lot easier. You know, you can use that, but there's sometimes you've got to double check things.
Yeah.
You know, using computers, look at what it's done. It's fast paced, everything. It's made things a lot easier, quicker, more efficient. But there's sometimes you just have to check things. You know, sometimes you've got to check your junk mail because sometimes stuff has went into your junk.
There we go.
So it's not... You know, it serves you well, but you still have, there's a level that you still have to check things. And ChatGPT, AI, is the same thing. It'll evolve again next 6 months, the next year. It'll become a great tool. But question is, how far does it go and when do you call it a day at it?
That's bugging you, eh?
It is bugging
like
me.
I
can say to you that there is no end in sight. It's that infinity loop. When is enough enough? So I mean, whenever you do this, is how much money is enough? Most people won't be able to answer you. They say, how much money is enough? How much is enough?
Do you know what? On a sentimental note, that's a really good question you ask because. Well, I think I'm getting emotional about this. But you don't know when the curtain's going to close on you. And you're fighting for all this money. And you're wanting this and you're wanting that. And you want to show off and be a twat. All these things. And there's people that are really successful and are really grounded. And they're just happy with life and they're content. And you're like, God, what's everybody running about 100 mile an hour for? Make money, right? I get that. But what do you want to use that money for? Is it to generate wealth for your family, for later on, for the next generation, the generation after? You know, even though they might blow it and lose it all, would it not be better creating logical thinking and giving them the aptitude to learn and drive, teaching them that, and then the good will come from it, like money, success, contentment. But we never ever drive health. You know, Nicola Walker mentioned that, you know, make time for wellness or make time for illness is a great, quick, wee strap line, but it's so important. What is important? What is generally important? We talk about business and you want to make a life for yourself and you want to go on nice holidays. That's brilliant because you've got to enjoy the fruits of your labour. But, fuck, just like, what is it? What is it that motivates you? Why do you want to do what you're doing?
And it's different for each single person.
Oh, that's it. I think you need a wee hug of the day, Paul.
No. Do you know what it is? I was chatting to a good friend of mine yesterday, Douglas Cruikshank, and for people that do know me, and my wee man going through surgery and stuff like that, which is no big thing, it's just a small thing. But when you're in sick kids, and you see these kids, you're like, if everybody, it's like people spending time, and it's not a negative world, but it's just, or a negative place, but it's just to get perspective on things. You go, you're actually doing okay. And Douglas said to me last night, his nephew, 10 years, niece, got 3 kids, 10-year-old, 8-year-old, and 6-year-old. And her husband died with lung cancer, right? And he died on their wedding day. He died on their wedding day. And our younger kid, 10 years fucking old, got leukemia, right? And he got through it all. And he's done really well over the last, I think it was the last 4 years battling it. And it's came back and it doesn't look great. And she's balanced that. No got much family in the way. And you're like, Douglas has got lots and lots of money. He's very, very wealthy. But he says, even that doesn't help. And I went, so what does help? What motivates me? He went, Johnny, you didn't know when your time's up, whether you're religious or not. You just don't know. And I think it's not to be negative in a way, but it's just a self-reflection. You go, what are you doing it for? Ross, when he was on as well, you go to the cusp of everything, like family, and he was like a wee bit emotional about family and how well his wife Michelle's helped him and supported him. You're like, that's really all that counts, your family and the people you're around. The money is, yeah, it's great to have money, but you can buy the fancy jet, or you can rent the jet, you can have the fancy car, but then you realise after a period of time, this is just a fucking tool to get me from A to B. It's the people I'm around. Whether you like to be on your own, isolated on a beach, picking a pearl farm, you love that. You like being on your own and you like being around people as well, but it's all about the connections you make with people. Everything. All the other stuff is just all shite. It's all bullshit.
And that's the risk of AI, that you lose that.
You do.
And that's the risk. And that is the risk.
So what are we saying then? This is your world, shape it.
Or someone else will.
Or AI will.
Or AI will.
Day.